This segment has been sponsored by the local Edward Jones office of Lee Colvin. The host of this show and Edward Jones have an existing business relationship. This event is not a testimonial of the services provided by Edward Jones financial advisor Lee Colvin.
Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. And I want to remind you that they have Sharing Change. It's a kind of a program where members can round up their bills to the nearest dollar, and that change supports local nonprofits. If you want to find out more about that, sharingchange.org. Lee Colvin is joining us, Edward Jones financial advisor here this morning. And you look like you're all pooped out after a long weekend of celebrating, flag waving, that kind of stuff.
Boy, I tell you, isn't it a great time? Love the 4th of July.
4th of July next year is going to be a big one.
Yeah.
The 250th.
It's coming quick.
I've heard a lot of people that are older than us, of course.
Oh, of course.
But talking about the 200th, you know, in 1976.
Right.
They were saying, yeah, I was like 3 or I was like 4. I was 12. So that was 1.
1.
I was still in diapers.
We just don't remember it.
No.
Just don't remember it.
But, I mean, they even had the 1976 flags, the special flags and all. Yep. I mean, it was a big deal. So I'm sure we'll do the same.
I hope we do.
Yeah. Well, glad.
Wave them proud.
Wave it. That's right. Lee is, of course, an Edward Jones financial advisor and comes to us every couple of weeks. Today, we're going to talk about the importance of setting strong financial goals, right?
Love some good financial goals, Brian. Absolutely.
So, what financial goals? What kind of introduce this? What are we going to talk about?
Folks, I feel like he is absolutely stumped right now.
Stumped? You're going to start with some kind of quote. I don't know what you're doing.
I think this means he's getting old. I've never seen him stammer like this.
Well, no. You missed my lead-in is what happened. You were over there fiddling with your headphones.
I was. I couldn't hear my own self talk.
Well, that's not good.
So I do have a quote, Brian. You know,
is it Shakespeare?
Oh, at least it's profound.
Okay, yeah.
You know, there's an old quote out there. Please don't ask me who gave it, but it states, if you don't know where you're going, any path will take you there. If you don't know where you're going, any path will take you there. And so, you know, we bring these things up a lot in our bi-weekly talks, and you know, you probably have had dreams of retirement, vacations, hobbies, and many other goals out there for you and your family. But the fact is as much as you want to attain or aspire to reach certain goals, if you do not have a strategy with financial goals in place, then you may not make the choices that can best set you on the path to achieve those dreams.
I knew you went deep with that quote.
Way deep.
Yeah.
Way
Alice
deep.
In Wonderland is where that's from.
There you go.
From Lewis Carroll's writing, yeah.
I guess the fact that I've never fully watched that would make sense why I couldn't tell you where it came from.
Yeah.
That is the craziest darn show I've ever seen in my life. I couldn't get through it.
That's when Alice asked the Cheshire Cat, and that was the answer. So, yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
So, setting goals. This is very important for many reasons, and no matter where you are in your financial walk here, if you don't set goals, you are just kind of like making your way out in the wilderness.
Meandering, right?
Meandering, that's a good word for it.
And, well, and you know, setting those goals, it really helps to define and showcase your purpose, maybe your passions, your priorities. And establishing your own strong financial goals can actually help to earn and enjoy a wide variety of short and long-term achievements throughout your life. right? When you reach your financial goal, you can feel a sense of accomplishment in seeing your efforts literally pay off. But the question is how do you get started?
Yeah, we've got 4 points to look at. Prioritizing your needs and wants. Creating a detailed short and long-term goal or goals within your financial strategy. Being willing to compromise and then holding yourself accountable to kind of stay on track there. And prioritizing your needs and wants, that obviously is kind of maybe a step one in this process. What do you need? What do you want? That's why everybody's financial journey is a little different.
Everyone's is definitely different, that's for sure. And, you know, certainly thinking about the things that are most important to you and your family, and then outlining those importances as financial must-haves and or wish list targets, right? Start with the big ticket items and work through the items that may not cost as much. A must-have for many may not cost as much. A must-have for many is having enough to live comfortably through retirement. Being able to afford the college for your child's choice without incurring mounds of debt, that could be another. Maybe your wish list, on the other hand, might include things like saving for vacations, regular hobbies, or entertainment expenses.
Yeah, if you are going to golf a lot during retirement, you might want to throw back a little more.
Right.
Whatever those hobbies and choices might be. So prioritizing needs and wants, that's the kind of the first leg along our journey here as we talk with Lee Colvin, Edward Jones Financial Advisor, here today about the importance of setting strong financial goals. Next would be creating short-term and long-term goals that fit your financial strategy. Talk to us about that.
So, Brian, it's really important to be specific. Again, we talk about having goals, talking, thinking, but we actually have to be specific about the goals that you want to achieve and how much you'll need to actually achieve them. One way to do this is by making your goals measurable, assigning estimated dates, cost to each goal so that you can plan how much to save and how much time you have before you need the money. For example, for your retirement goal, be specific about how many years before you want to retire, and once you do, how you plan to spend your time. Perhaps traveling the world, turning your hobby into a business, or taking your grandkids on outings. All of these can vastly differ in the price tags that you're looking at.
Yeah, I mean, traveling the world and paying for grandchildren's outings are kind of on the same page. I'm just kidding. They can be. You
right?
Never know. But, okay, so this one is one to pay attention to because I'm interested to hear what you say about being willing to compromise. What do you mean about that when you're talking about setting your financial goals?
Well, I mean, I'm sure you understand this. You know, been married, have kids, mm-hmm. all the things, right?
Yeah.
Reaching one or more of your goals may mean compromising. And if your must-have is building your dream home, but it's not looking quite affordable, you may need to make a trade-off. Possibly build it a little bit smaller. Maybe work a year or two longer, or trade in some of your wish list goals so that you can stay focused on affording your must-have goal.
Yeah, if it's one of Heather's goals, there's no compromise.
Hey, you do not have a chance, buddy.
No, I was going to say I get what I want, but I'm just kidding. We all know that's not true. So all of this sounds good, but along this journey, to stay focused on the goals that you have set,
mm-hmm.
you have to maintain accountability to stay on track, don't you?
have to be accountable, right? So once your strategy is in place, it's not a set it and forget it exercise, right? Actively tracking your progress, managing your decisions and actions can really help you be better positioned to reach your goals. Use time-tested principles for making financial decisions, not predictions. Diversify. Have, you know, own quality investments. We talk about that a lot on here, but own quality investments and keep a realistic perspective of what can be achieved, especially for your long-term goal. Work to maintain your focus and don't let your emotions control your investment decisions. It can be very helpful to meet with a financial advisor at least annually to review your full financial strategy, address any changes in your life or your goals, and discuss your progress and any ideas moving forward.
Don't ever tell Lee, just keep doing what you're doing. Ugh. You'll get a speech.
It's a tough one.
Yeah, isn't it?
You know, I mean, I do appreciate that. Yeah. In my world.
That's
that
their confidence.
But that does not help to actually accomplish your goal, because right. It has to be teamwork.
It's not Lee's goal, right?
No, it's not.
So as you achieve these milestones, I mean, we celebrate those. I had a 50th birthday. That's not necessarily a milestone I was excited about, but yeah, you know, those are milestones. But hopefully this will...
Was there a tombstone involved?
Uh-huh, yeah. Tombstone pizza, but, you know.
Ah, there
see?
You go.
Yeah, it was. But, you know, you as you were mentioning, you've got to refresh that outlook, because your outlook changes. The further you get down the road, the further you get toward retirement, you know, you may see things differently than you did 5 or 10 years ago.
Sure, certainly. Certainly. And, you know, working to achieve those, you may even want to refresh your outlook with new goals, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hone in every maybe 90 days to 6 months. Check things out. See if you're still on track. Take pride in your ability to strategize and accomplish a personal financial goal for yourself by following the path that you've envisioned and created.
You mentioned, you know, meeting at least annually with a financial advisor. There may be someone listening here who has no idea what the financial advisor they talked to 20 years ago when they set something up. Or they may not even be in business anymore. You just never know. Or someone who hasn't started their goal setting and needs help with that, they should give you a shout.
Definitely, Brian. You know, we at Edward Jones, we have a lot of good quality advisors here in the local area. You can always reach out to any of us, but if you want to reach out to my office, I'm more than happy to have an initial conversation, assess where you are, what your needs are, maybe where you live, what your goals are. And from there, we can try to direct you to one of our qualified financial advisors here in Murfreesboro or Rutherford County that can be of best service to you and help you and your family reach your goals.
Sounds good. Lee Colvin joining us today, Edward Jones Financial Advisor. If you missed part of the program now, it'll be up on the podcast shortly at WGNSradio.com under Rutherford Issues. Have a good day, everybody.